Tonight's Shia Simin Resh Mem, Seif Dalid through Seif Yud. This Shia is for married men only. This Shia is not for Bochrim. Seif Dalid. Asur lehistakel ba'oso makom. It is forbidden for a man to look at that place between a woman's legs. Shekom mistakel sham ein lo boshes panim. A person who would look there has no boshes panim. So it could mean it's a lack of dignity. For overal vetznei aleches, and it violates the precept that we should go with modesty. Umarver habusha me'al panov, and it takes away any sense of busha or shame and embarrassment. Shekolam is bayish eno chote. To have a sense of embarrassment is important. It prevents you from sinning. Like it says in Pasuk, bavur tia yuras al penechem, that the year of Shemayim should be on your faces, uhabusha, that's embarrassment, the bilti techato, that you shouldn't come to sin. Voting further, the kamigari yetzahara b'navshe, it incites the yetzahara in his soul. The kol shekin, and certainly it is forbidden, hanoy sheksham, if he were to kiss there, she'oival kol eile, he violates all of these, vod, and in addition, she'oval b'altashak s'snafsho sechem, he's going to violate the halacha that one should not do things that are disgusting. Now, there is no Mishnah Brura over here. There is a Ber Halacha, also the Histakel, and the Ber Halacha says, "Va'oyvah zeh havi lebanim sumin." Someone who violates this will have children who are lo'aleinu blind. The post can ask a kasha on this Ber Halacha because the Gemara ends up concluding not like that. La'halacha, we don't say that ladina, and it's a question why the Mishnah Brura chose to bring that. And the Marsham, in his notes on Shulchan Aruch, says that this concern is particularly at the time of Bia, and she becomes pregnant from that Bia. But otherwise, it wouldn't carry this kind of defect in the children. The practical shaila concerning this if is whether or not a man can be present when his wife is having a baby, when she's delivering a baby. So in general, the halacha is a man can't look at that place, he can't kiss that place. But what happens when his wife is delivering? So there's a Sefer Kol Torah Yoledes. It's one of the earlier svarim that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein wrote himself. This is not from his Talmidim saying over stories. This is a Sefer Halacha. And he asked the She'ela, is it mutter for a husband to be present when his wife gives birth? If she wants him to be there to give her chizuk? Asur. He says it's forbidden. Unless there's a chashash sakona. Chashash sakona, he could be there. This is a psak. Maybe in Bnei Brak, that's what they do. The notes bring a tshuva for Moshe. Moshe in Yeredei Chelek Beis Nukas. Moshe writes, if there is a need for a husband to be present, and usually a wife wants her husband present, eini roya iser. I don't see any iser. There's no iser for a man to be present when his wife gives birth. However, asur lo lehistakel b'tzias avavash. It's forbidden for him to watch the baby being born, because it's asur to look at those places. Even when she's tahira, he can't look. If he's careful not to look, there's no iser. And if there's a mirror, and usually there is a big mirror, he can't see with the mirror either. It's also usr. So if the husband is in the room where she's giving birth, and he has a place to sit near her head, when he can't see anything going on, that's fine. So today in the hospital, they asked the father, does he want to cut the umbilical cord? So an Erlich Yid who follows the halacha will say, no, I'm sitting right here in my seat by the head of the bed, where he can't see anything going on where the delivery is happening, that's okay. Again, they earlier post come wanted to say he shouldn't be there at all, but if the wife wants him there, he should be there with her, but he cannot be in a position where he can see what's happening. There's another Shiloh, he asks, is it mutter for a doctor to deliver his own child? If a man's an OB, can he deliver his own child? So he brings that you should try to have someone else deliver the child. If the woman who's expecting is upset and nervous and only wants her husband to deliver, okay, then you can ask a shayla what to do. But in general, he shouldn't be volunteering to deliver his own children, again, for this concern. Se'if hey, hu lamata v'hi lamala zu derech azus. If during the course of Tashmish, he is below and she is above, that's considered azustik. It's like a chutzpah. Shimshu shneim ke'echot, And if they are being mishamesh together, zuderech ikesh, that's considered warped. What does that mean? Shimshushnem ke'echad, so the Marsham says, it means they're side by side, not one over the other, but side by side, and that's what he says. The Marsham again writes that it's mashma, this is specific to Leil Tevila, and if it's not Leil Tevila, he brings up in Yeruchim and Sefer Hasidim, that it should not be a concern. But he says, Mistima Saposkim, the Poskim don't comment, so it's not mash that way. The fact is, you notice the change in Lashon. And Sif Dal says, Asur lehistakel bosomokom. And it's Asur to kiss bosomokom. It doesn't say it's Asur over here. He says, Zuderech Azus, Zuderech Ikush, which means these are Kedusha de Kinyonim. These are not Isurim. And Memela, I saw in other Svarim that if, since it's not a matter of Isur, it's a matter of Midois and Kedusha, if his wife prefers it this way, there are Svarim that say that it's fine, and other Svarim say certainly if there's tsar to do in an ordinary way of him above and she below, if there's some discomfort in that fashion, then this will be okay. Se'iv Vav. Asur l'shamesh mitasel b'fnei akol adam. It's forbidden to have relations in front of anyone else, imhu ne'ar, if anyone else is awake. V'afil de'hafzik mechitza, sorry, even if there's a barrier between them, ten tefachim high, if on the other side the people are awake, it doesn't help. U'fnei tinok she'ein yodei l'daber, if they're in the presence of a child who's not old enough to speak, mutter, that's okay, even if the child is awake. If the house has a Sefer Torah, we're going to say house here means room. If the room has a Sefer Torah or a chelik of the Sefer Torah that's written on a scroll, also the shamish bo, it's forbidden to have relations in that same room, until you put a barrier in front of the Sefer Torah or this scroll of the Chumash. Well, in Lasoyse B'Shabbos says making this barrier on Shabbos, I am the command of Shimon Shin Tezvav, look at Shimon Shin Tezvav, that's also. You cannot make such a mechitz on Shabbos. V'miyeshlo bayis acher, but if there's a different room, asur ad sheyatzienu, then you can't have tashmish at all. Just take it out to a different room, and you'll be in a different room. Let's stop here and see the Mishmur up to this point. Sifkaton chafbez. Vafilu ay de hefzik v'chulum. Even if there is a barrier, a mechitza, if there's someone awake on the other side, so that's a problem. Hatam, the reason is, demargish hu be'eis shahalom mishamash pitaso. The person on the other side is aware that there's tashmish going on beyond the mechitza, ve'en kan snius, and it's a lack of modesty. V'imhu be'inyan she'in margishin klal, if they have no clue of what's going on the other side of the mechitza, then it's mutra de hefsik mechitza, then it's okay with this mechitza barrier. The Berlocha points out that if the other person is asleep, then it's mutter even without a mechitza. What the Mechaber is saying is the mechitza doesn't help when the person's awake. If the person's asleep, Berlocha says you don't even need the mechitza. However, he says the chatchila tov b'malkam shibnei adam yishem bais. It's still better though when people are sleeping to have mechitza. It's better to have mechitza anyway. Sifkan chav gimel. If there's a Sefer Torah in the room, or a Chumash, which is Hasuyim Begalila, it's written on a scroll. What's Halom here to say? Shein Kesuvim Beklav, Kamo Sefer Torah. They're written on parchment like Sefer Torah. Sheyesh Ben Rach Chumash HaTorah, but it's just one Chumash. For why didn't Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, and the same would be true with other writings that are Kadosh, Kishahin Asuyim Begalila, if it's written in a scroll form. So in such a case, you also need a mechitza. Sifkan chavdad ad shiyah v'chulu, until you're going to have a mechitza separating the kisvei kodesh. What's the moment to say? Afilu hi menaches ba'argos, even if the kisvei kodesh is in a box, v'agav ha'argos yesh od kisim, there's a cover on the box, delagabi tefillin nishar svarim mahani, when it comes to tefillin, or other svarim that are not chumish or Torah, that's fine. The Kameh, as we'll see. But Sefer Torah, also, when it comes to Sefer Torah, it's forbidden. Achim mechitza mafsek, until you have a barrier, a wall separating. Ukashesh mechitza, when there is a mechitza, afilu einu menachas ba'aragas klal, even if it's not in a box, gam ken shor, it's also permitted. Sifkan chafei mechitza, umashe porus vilon, so mitin. Now, sometimes around the bed, you have some kind of curtain. Ain a bechal mechitza, that is not a mechitza. Va'afilu ha'vilon hu gevorg habe, even though this curtain is high, she'en ha'sefer niyar dezen, you don't see the sefer through it. Va'sefer Torah munachas ba'agas, and the sefer Torah is in a box. U'bekame kisuyin ala agas, and penny covers on the box. Doesn't help. Gamkin us, it's all usher. There is no mechitza. She'ha'vilon novenod ayderuch, because the curtain around the bed moves in the wind, and that halachli is not a mechitza. Kasev Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, writes, Im yesh nekavim v'chalonis mechitza. What if this mechitza is a halachic wall, but there's holes, like a lattice? Kein seriga, it's like woven lattice. Asur, that type of mechitza with holes and windows is not good. Ache asvar mechusim in ayin, she'enir, unless the svarim are covered as well. V'sef in hasholm, mefakvik al-dvar, the sef in hasholm disagrees. V'chein b'sefer tosefes Yerushalayim, the sefer tosefes Yerushalayim also agrees, because l'mayis it is a mechitza. U'markam adachak yishlich yesh l'smoch hazeh. In case of need, one could rely on that. Achein l'chadchila, terv l'chasa shliyasonia. But l'chadchila, even with a mechitza, if the mechitza has holes in it, you should cover the svarim, they should not be seen. U'b'sefer Torah b'vada yesh l'hachman, certainly with sefer Torah, one should be strict. Sivkon chavav, bayis acher. If there is another bayis, Perish cheder acher, a different room, then we're not going to rely on the mechitza. The mechitza is if there's no other room. If there's a second room, then you move the sefer Torah to the other room, and it's not in the same room where you are having tashrish. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'em yesh bo tefillin o svarin. Now, if in the room is a pair of tefillin or other svar, afilu shel gemara, even Talmud, which is Torah Shabbat Per, which is written down. Asur, it's also asur of tashmish. Until they are in two containers. Provided that the second isn't designated for the tefillin or the sefer. We talked about this before in Simon Mem. If it's designated for that, even 100 covers, is all one cover. If you spread a talus over the cabinet, chashuv kekli b'torkli, that would be considered a double cover. Mishnah Berurah explains, if kan chav zayin tefillin, v'hu adin mezuzah, if there's tefillin or mezuzah, you need a double cover. Ayin le'el seven mem, Mishnah Berurah, look back at seven mem, shom bi'arna kol proti adidim, we go through all the details there. If you can, we usually try to keep the mezuzah on the outside of the door when you close the door of a bedroom. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, but we try to keep the mezuzah on the outside. Sivkan chav chas, osfarim, if there's tefillin or svarim, or something to say, chafdal sifrei kodesh, the 24 sifrei kodesh, umari she'enem asu megilah, and these are not in a scroll form. The asuya megilah, if they are in scroll form, dinam kesefer Torah, kind of like the sefer Torah before. So Megillas Esther is going to be more strict, right? And Megillas Esther like the sefer Torah. Sifkan chavtas afilu shel gemara, even if the sefer is a gemara, that's what I mean to say. Even though in the early generations they weren't writing Gemara, because that which we learn Baal Peh should not be written down. Nonetheless, since the Amoraim allowed the recording of Torah Shel Peh, Mishum Eis Lasos Hashem, the pasuk says, in a time of need, we'll have to do what we have to do. Havlu Kishar Sifrei Kodesh. Now, Gemara is like other Sifrei Kodesh. Umeila Hayoma, therefore today, who I didn't call us from, all Svarim are included. Heim Bechseva, Heim Adifus, whether it's handwritten, whether it's printed. Yesh Ben Kedusha, we don't differentiate, and we say printed Svarim have Kedusha as well. Sifkan Lamed, Ad Sheyitnim, unless it's in a Kli B'tor Kli. What else do I mean to say? Even though there's no requirement to put up a wall, like a sefer Torah, but we still need a vessel within a vessel. The curtain hanging by the bed. After ain shame mechitza aleha, even though we already explained that's not a mechitza, since it's not tied below, and it moves in the wind. And it's not a barrier when it comes to Sefer Torah. Like we said before, in Sifkan Chavei. Mikol Malkom, nonetheless, Shem Kiso Yeshele, it's still a cover. Im Ein Asvarim near my Dezef, you can't see the Svarim through it. So if you have just one cover and you have the curtain around the bed, Mutter. the suhavish neki suyin, that's already two covers, or kli b'sar kli damya, and it's considered a kli b'tor kli, one vessel within the other. Sivkarlam and alpa kli b'tor kli, v'wadin shnei ki suyin, it's also fine if you have two covers over the swarm. Umash no hagin ezan noshim. Now some people have a practice. Shatoila negra swarm vilon the chasosam. If you have swarm in a bookcase in the bedroom, you just hang the drape, a curtain, a sheet, a blanket over the bookcase. V'soivim shebezel vaday. And they figure that's enough. Lav shaper avi. That's not good enough. The zavira kisui achur. It's one cover. Ubidin od kisui achir. You need a second cover. Shechasa oson levadzeh to cover them besides us. Now, in Simen Kufnam Dalet, in Kufnam Dalet of Kontes, the Mishnah Berurah brought that svarim that have book covers already have one cover. The book cover that's bound to the book is a kisui. And in that case, if you just put a sheet over the bookcase, you're done. That's already two covers. In Simen Mem, the Mishnah Berurah discounted that. And he said the book cover doesn't count as a cover. It's a machloek between Simen Mem and Simen Kufnam Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says two different things. So some want to say we're being more mach when it comes to Tashna Mita, not to consider it a cover. So that's why over here is also being mach when he's saying he doesn't differentiate if there's a book cover or not. However, b'shas adachak, the poskim say one can certainly rely on a single cover over the book cover and rely on the book's cover itself as one cover, and then the second sheet in front is a second cover. And there's a Chuvas Chavas Yor that wants to say the B'shas Techak, that one could even hold it to sheet is that they don't have the Kedusha on printed Svar. But that's a big kula to go that far, because generally we don't say that. But certainly to be makel that the book cover is a cover itself, assuming all the Svar have covers. And then you put something on top of that, that could be two covers. Sivkar Nama Beis, Talis Al Gabi Argas. If you spread a talis on the bookcase, that's a kli b'to kli. What's something to say? Even though the talus is above and not below, it's still considered a kli b'to kli. Sifkot and lamid gimel, choshev kli b'so kli b'chulu, v'ma'agas gadol shemachzik arbom sano. If this bookcase is so big, it holds 40 saw, v'amal amah brum shlosh amas, that means the dimensions are one amah by one amah by three, it's considered its own location. You don't need a second cover. Others are strict. If this bookcase is attached to the wall with nails and screws, you could agree that that's considered its own domain and one cover is sufficient and you're done. Again, he's not going with the concept that the book cover is considered a cover, but there is such a mahalach that the book cover is also counted. Siv Zayin, lo yishamesh b'tchilas halayla v'lo b'sof. One should not have relations the beginning of the night nor the end of the night. Kadei shlo yishma kol b'nei odam, he should not hear the voices of others. V'yavolachsho b'ish acheres, and he may think about another woman. Alabem tzalayla, so it's only the middle of the night when there is no outside noise that filters in, and he's not thinking about anyone but his wife. Sifkan lamadal b'tchilas halayla v'chulu. V'emroya sheyitzim miskaber lov, if he sees that his inclination is overcoming him. Ubolade hihurim is coming to thoughts. V'yachalavo de tumah, he may come to tumah. I deserve through this by waiting. Lo yach mezer, one should not be machmer. One should not be strict and wait for the middle of the night. He can have relations earlier. The whole concern is that you shouldn't hear other people's voices. People live in very close proximity to each other. So this was a concern. So the middle of the night was quiet. Today, depends where you live. Some places you still have these problems, other places you don't. And most people are not so concerned. There are some that apikabolo that say chatzos laila is an important thing, to wait to chatzos laila. But again, you have to be on a certain madrega to worry about that. Siv ches. V'yishamish be'ema u'be'yira. The tashmish should take place with a sense of ema and yira, a sense of fear and dread. K'mosh omro relezer. The Gemara describes a relezer. Shemegala tefach, umachasa tefach, he would reveal a tefach 3-4 inches, cover up a tefach 3-4 inches. The daime kemisha kfo sheit, as if someone is being forced by a demon. Perish. What does this mean? The ema ubeira kilo kfo sheit. The ema and yira, the fear is because as if he's being forced by a sheit. The yesh mefarshim, some explain the gala tefach, umachasa tefach, to expose a tefach and cover a tefach. Shlohoye mare ka aver b'shas tashmish. He would not fully penetrate when he was in tashmish. K'dei lemat hana aso, to minimize his pleasure. V'doma k'mi shekefa'o shade. It's ke'ilu someone was being forced by the shade. Sh'oysa da b'oynes, where he's being forced into this. V'yesh b'farshim, others explain different. Megala tefech shebi isha, to uncover a tefech of the woman, kolomar, achshav megala osel etzerach tashmish, now he's going to expose her for tashmish, v'achshav mechasasa, and now he's going to cover, kolomar, need to say, shloyamach b'osamais, that everything was done very quickly. V'daimelo kemo shebiaso ha-shade, v'nivas v'nichamaisa. It's as if he was scared away by the shade, and he withdrew and went away. Kol kach hayim mekatz b'tashmish. That's how brief was his tashmish. The yesh b'farshim another pshat. Megala tefach al hasinar shahoyis hachageres bo. She would wear some kind of underwear pants, and he would expose a tefach by pulling that down. Sha'af b'shas tashmish mitzvich l'choga, because even during tashmish she was wearing it. Umegala lak tefach mimeno, and only expose a tefach from her. Umechasim miyad, and then cover up right away. K'ti l'matan aso, to minimize his pleasure. The kulu perushi isnu. Now these are all different perushim. Chava says these are all proper explanations. V'tzorach bal nefesh lizor b'em. This is something a bal nefesh should be careful with. So the post can point out that the mechaber concludes by saying this is for a bal nefesh to be careful. This is not halacha. This is not a din. This is a madrega. This is a madrega of kedusha, and that's why he writes the lashon v'tzorach bal nefesh lizor b'em. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes sifkaton Lamed hey, the katz of a chulu, that he should be brief, he should be quick. Ayin Magen Avraham, Asher Katz of Zal. Look at Magen Avraham, what he writes. He doesn't bring the Magen Avraham here. The Magen Avraham says as follows. The kasha, it's hard to understand. Why is the Mechaber telling us that this mid of Rebbe Lezer was to be quick? Chazal say that in the schar of Mashin Atzman HaHalbeten, in the schar, that they would delay and take a long time in Tashmish, there'd be zoichet to have Banam Zacharim. The Gemara says that it's a zechus, it's a mile, an advantage to have a slow Tashmish. And here you're telling me to have a rush Tashmish. So the Magen Avraham brings the Ravid answered, whatever you do, Lashem Shemayim is good. If a person knows that he can marach in Tashmish, and he won't think of another woman, and he delays his Tashmish, that his wife should have pleasure, and Mazriah first, HaKadosh Baruch will give him Banam Zachar. And a person can't trust himself, and he might think of someone else. So therefore he hurries up to be spared from any chet, then he's also doing a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch will give him Zachar too. So this all boils down to, can you focus on your wife or not? And if a person is going to have a mind that strays, then maybe he should hurry up. And a person doesn't have mind astray, fakert, is brought down not to rush, to dafka have slow tashmish. Sifkon lamavav etzorach v'chulu. The Mechaber says, about nefesh should be careful. Kosva toys was b'shem ha-medrash, toys was called ha-medrash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu soyne ha-meshamesh arum. The Baruch Hashem despises people of relations undressed. V'dafka arum mamash. What that means is, there's no covers, no blankets, nothing, no sheets, nothing over them. A person has to be tsnua, even in his bedroom, he has to be tsnua. Tsnua means to be covered with some kind of blanket. But if above him there's covered, a blanket or a sheet, then there's no concern for being undressed. Means that there's nothing covering them. If there's something covering them, they can be undressed. In Lukas Shara Tzion Yud Ches, he says that the Mekubolim say Adrav, but if it's a Adav Tefei, that in fact it's better to be undressed. And this is going back to this definition of Megala Tefach, Mechasa Tefach. The Mechaber brings that she's still wearing her pants, her sinar, and only exposes a little bit and covers up. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that Pim Soid, you're not wearing anything. And the Sfarim bring that l'chatchila, they shouldn't be wearing anything during Tashmish. It's a shayla if you're wearing anything. That's going to be the shayla. So it's just the opposite. You shouldn't be wearing anything, but you have to be covered with something. You have to have something to cover, and that's what Snias requires. So again, this Ivches, he brings all these pshatim, but the pshat about hurrying is not clear that you have to hurry. that depends as long as his mind doesn't wander. The idea of being dressed partially, so that the Mekobom disagree, Mishnah Berurah says you're not dressed at all, as long as you're covered with some kind of blanket or sheet, that's also fine. Seif Tes. Lo yisaper imo b'dvarim she'enu minyonei tashmish, he should not talk with her things that aren't relevant to tashmish. Lo b'shas tashmish lo kod mechei, not during tashmish and not leading up to it. Shlo yitin daito b'shacheres, again, he shouldn't think about other women. If he did talk with her and had relations, Amr Lov, the Gemara says on him, Magila Oda Masecho. They will tell him what he says. Afilusicha Kalosh, only Ishta Magila Shas Din, when a person comes to Din, in Shemayim, they'll recount even the conversations, the light conversations between husband and wife. Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Lamed Zayin. She'enam V'chulu, if it's not relevant to Tashmish. If he was upset with her, it's mutter to talk first. He has to work it out and appease everybody and make up to everybody that they shouldn't be upset. As we'll say later on. If it's not inyoni tashmish, sometimes, even if it's relevant to Tashish, one should be careful. Not to discuss first. Kigon, for instance, if he's a person who is easily aroused, and he could come to Chet, so he has to be careful what he says prior to Tashmish. Se'if Yud. Im ha'yelo kas imo, if he was upset with her, as l'shamish achiyef hasena. So then they can't have tashmish until everything is peaceful again. He can speak with her before tashmish in order to make up with her. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah brought before, and we mentioned this actually in the previous year, that it's inappropriate to have tashmish when a person's upset, he's upset, she's upset, and therefore you should work that out, and it's fine to discuss those things in advance to make sure everyone is on the same page and everyone's okay with each other before tashmish.